Farron stretched out across from her, his back against the wall. What did we master last? One flame each finger. Almost. Tao called up the flames and stared pointedly at the noticeably flame-free pinky on her left hand. Poor little guy. He's trying. Tao grunted and snuffed out the flames. You and your flaming toes will get there soon. He winked when Tao stuck her tongue out at him. You know it would be really impressive. She crossed her arms. Do I want to know? I can see it now. Tao and the fearsome, engulfed in flames, stalking the streets as her enemies run in fear. She snorted and shook her head. More like Tao and the turbulent. It's easier than concentrated spots, but I've only managed full-body flame when I can't control my fury. You've already done it! Fascinating! You really are incredible, do you know that? Tao didn't answer. What happens to your hair? Nothing burns except my clothes. Tao anticipated the mischief in his gaze and responded with what had become her signature eye roll. She found his lips, noting the way he licked the fairy water from them. She recalled that moment in the alley where his hands pulled her into him, his body pressed against hers, and his mouth flirted with the distance between them. The memory had been tormenting her since that night. She dreamed of him. Sometimes her dreams brought her back to the afternoon with him in the forest. Other times she relived the near kiss behind the curtain at Mortensey's. And then there were the dreams of things that hadn't happened yet. Dreams in a stone tunnel with a blue tart on her lips. She would wake with the memory of his touch as if he had been there moments before. Those images plagued her mind day in and day out, sitting across from him in the common area. I know what you're thinking. And no. She grabbed the bread from Farron's basket and shook her head at him. What? He feigned innocence. By the way his eyes roved up and down her body, she could guess Farron wanted her to attempt it. I told you it wouldn't work. It's too dangerous. She held a flaming finger under her bread to create a lovely golden brown toast. But you've had so much practice now, he pleaded. She bit into the toast with a satisfying crunch. It takes too much energy, and I can't hold it long enough. Long enough for what? Even a moment is plenty long enough to prove you can do it. He tossed her another piece of bread, his only indication that he wanted it toasted as well. She obliged and tossed the piece back to him before saying, long enough to get somewhere so I'm not indecent. Oh, you won't bother me. I can assure you. He winked, taking a large bite of his freshly toasted bread. He closed his eyes and groaned. Even better than that, the kitchens, he mumbled to himself. I'm sure you'll do the gentlemanly thing and turn away. She threw the remaining piece of untoasted bread at him. He tossed the bread right back at her. I thought you knew all nobles are rakes. When he caught the smile that Tao tried to hide, he continued. When are you going to admit you've wanted to kiss me since that night? You've been torturing me with those eyes ever since. She spared him another eye roll and shook her head with a laugh. Are you confessing your own desires? Obviously. From where she sat against the tunnel wall, she watched him, the last piece of bread a few inches from her mouth. He mirrored her from his spot just a few paces away. She watched as he licked his bottom lip, pulled it into his mouth, and then bit the skin there. His chest heaved from the deep breath he took. He rested his arm on his propped knee, letting his hand hang. Despite his relaxed posture, his hand fidgeted. He rubbed his index finger along his thumb, and Tao felt the hairs raise on the back of her neck. The images from her dreams taunted her from within as much as he did. Fuck it, she thought. Dropping the piece of bread, she shifted her weight forward and pushed herself onto her hands and knees. She watched the knot in his throat bob when he gulped at her approach. The cool floor against her palms contrasted with the heat pulsing through her. She closed the distance between them, slowly, watching his every reaction. Tao enjoyed silencing the flirtatious noble as she took the reins. It had been weeks, and he had yet to make a move despite the suggestive commentary and smoldering looks. She would beat him at his own game, and she would enjoy it. Lavender and rosemary filled her nose. She smirked, inhaling and crawling into his space. Her hand brushed his inner thigh. Their eyes met, and his warm breath pushed across her lips. For a moment, she stared into his eyes and saw the hunger there. His pupils dilated. She heard rather than saw his jaw clench. She licked her lips, and his eyes flicked to them before returning to hers. "So what are you waiting for?" she half-whispered. He offered a wolfish grin before responding, "You."